Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV, Jersey Shore After Show.
What up, AfterBuzz fans? Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Jersey Shore, Season 6, Episode 8, Control the Crazy. But before we do anything else, I am Roxy Rookie Stryer, along with the lovely Jessica Kingpin King.
Hello, hello.
Oh, I like that. That's a good opening move.
What?
Face the roof. And we've got Sassy Gabby back in the house.
Yep. Welcome back to me, because it's been a little while. Sorry, guys.
I don't even know if you know that we have an Evite in the house. Erica Evite V. Ebra. Have you guys done the show together yet? I feel like...
Yeah. We did
Snooki and JWoww
too.
We all try to be here every week, but it's hard. Snooki and JWoww.
Yeah. We bonded over Snooki and JWoww. That was our first.
But it's weird. I made her fill in for Balls last time, and now you're over there, so... Balls. I mean, if people are watching for the first time, they're confused. You know, the matzo balls. That's what it is. Okay, so overall opinions on the episode. Are we liking the season a little more? Are we getting anything more from it? Or are we kind of feeling like, wah, wah?
I still feel kind of wah, wah. Like, no, I think, like, earlier today when we were watching the episode, I made a comment that I've seen them on that couch more this season than I've ever seen them on that couch before. First season, I don't even think I knew that there were couches in the house. And, like, all we ever see now is them sitting around on the couch. Like, granted, they're joking or whatever, but usually they would be out. Always out partying or doing
they're
something
tired.
Crazy. I know. I don't blame them, but it's like, this doesn't make for good TV.
I always feel that there's always the same people always on that couch since like season one. It was like Polly and like Sammy.
Yeah.
Honestly, you guys, like, I can relate to the whole being tired thing, because this is going to sound so sad, but at 24 years old, like recently, I've not been able to drink as much as I used to, and I've been noticing it.
But if you were on a reality TV,
no, I get sick, like literally, like physically sick, like, and that never used to happen.
Maybe I see what you're drinking.
Either there's something wrong with me. I'm gonna actually have a doctor's appointment like in another week because I'm not sure, or like I'm just getting old. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's so weird now when I go out. It's like I have to really watch how much I drink.
Maybe you've become allergic to like
or
alcohol.
I was thinking that. I was thinking maybe I'm allergic.
I don't think that could be possible.
Or maybe we're just growing up. I mean, all the time, I'm like, guys, I tore the lining in my stomach. My liver's not functioning. I'm allergic. Like,
but
no.
Let's go.
No, the truth is, I just drank too much, and now I feel sick. Like,
yeah, but I did that all the time, and I never threw up. Like, I was good. Like, I always knew how to handle my liquor.
Okay.
You've seen me. We've been out drinking before.
That's true.
Like,
so I'll give you the benefit.
Good. Yeah, it's weird.
I will give you the benefit of the doubt. But somebody who still can drink, but I don't know if she can keep her shit together.
Dina.
Okay. But guys, come on. She's the one making TV for us. Yes, we can sit here and say, I know what it feels like to be tired. I know what it feels like to not be able to drink. But Dina's out there. She's pushing so hard. She's trying. And we've got the mom
won't let go. And last week we were kind of hating on the mom, but tonight I saw some real family love going on.
Tonight I was kind of hating on Dina. I was with Sammy. She was super annoying to me.
Really?
She was really annoying. Like
I like Sammy.
Are you typically a Sammy episode. Hater or?
I'm not a hater of anybody, but like Sammy, I feel like, no, I'm not a Sammy hater. I'm not a Sammy lover, but I'm not a Sammy hater.
Okay.
She has her moments.
Yeah, I just feel like with Dina, it was annoying. Like, it was annoying after a while. And we don't see it all, but after a while, if day in, day out, you're drinking and then you're crying. Here's the thing. When it comes to people who drink, it's fun. It's fine. But I can't stand the crying drinkers. I just can't stand it. It's mm-hmm. awful. It's a buzzkill for everybody. And if at the end of every night or after every binge or whatever, you're crying, it's annoying. I don't want to be around anyone like that.
I 100% agree. And not that this makes it right, but didn't we see Sammy every single day cry about Ron or whatever it was, even though it wasn't drinking? I feel like Sammy to be the one to say something to Dina, it's like you're the biggest hypocrite of all time.
Honestly,
so
I understand it though.
But especially for Sammy to be like, you're different with now that you have a boyfriend and blah, blah, blah. And that's exactly the path that
right.
Sammy took.
No, Sammy was always lame. Sammy was always like that.
She wasn't as lame in the beginning.
Can we be real for a second, though? Like, don't you think that, I mean, either way, regardless of they're hypocrites, they both went through similar things where they annoy everyone in the house. As a friend, you should let your friend know, like, you need to, like, check yourself, regardless.
I was on Sammy's side on that.
I totally agree with that you should let your friend know, but I don't know, the way she said it, it was like, she wouldn't let Dina say a goddamn word. She was just like, no, let me break this down for you. Okay, no, let me tell you how it is. What did she say? She goes, I'm telling you something because, honestly, I can't hold that. I just can't swallow my words anymore. And also, because I'm your best friend. Since when are they best friends?
Yeah. And I think there's a huge difference with being a good friend and being like, okay, I just want to tell you this because, like, everyone in the house is talking about it. And I just want to let you know. There's a difference between saying it like that than being like, I just had to get that off my chest. I mean, it was just really, like, it was, you know, like, I think she approached it in the wrong way.
Maybe she shouldn't have done it in front of everybody. But at the same time, I, like, with Sammy, like I said, I'm not, like, a lover or a hater. I'm kind of neutral with Sammy. But I do feel the situations where she was upset and crying, it was because something happened. Like, Ronnie was being an asshole to her. Ronnie did something. There was a reason. Like, with Dina, it's just weird. It's like, why are you crying?
I agree.
He's not doing anything to you. Like, why are you crying? What's the matter? Whereas Sammy, there was stuff going down.
So let's try to break that down. What is the matter? She just keeps saying, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. Does any, I mean, obviously, we're not a bunch of psychos. Give it to us, Sassy Gabby.
I will tell you, I think she's really insecure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. And when she drinks, she's getting emotional, and the truth comes out when you drink. And she's just speaking her insecurities, you know?
Insecure about what?
Her boyfriend. Herself, maybe she, and herself. Maybe she doesn't really think, like, this guy's going to stick around. Like, he's only in it to win it, pretty much. Like, for the money or the fame, whatever, like Kevin always says and we always talk about. So maybe she just is insecure that he actually really cares about her, even though she talks up such a game in front of everybody.
Okay, hold on 1 second, guys. I think we have a caller on the line. So, hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you from?
Gary's from Lincoln, Missouri.
From Missouri, what was the name?
Huh? Darius.
Darius, great. Darius, great to have you calling. So what did you think of tonight's episode? Are you liking the season or kind of a little bit of a snooze fest?
No, I actually don't. I mean, this season so far is not my favorite. Out of all the seasons so far, my favorite is actually season 2.
Was that the one where they went to Miami, or were they still on the shore then?
It was a shore.
Miami.
No, it was Miami.
Oh, was it?
Okay, so what was it about that season that made it better than this one? What are we missing this year?
I mean, you know, season 2, like, I don't like the pregnant Snooki. Like, I like free Snooki, you know, crazy and wild.
Yeah.
And, you know, it had a lot of drama and a lot of suspense. And, you know, it was just way better than season 6, you know, like the crying, like Dina's doing, and, like, all the other, like people, like, Sammy, like, she's just, like, Dina about crying, but in season 3, she was crying so many times.
What is, like, the one thing that could be the last straw for you? Like, do you think you'll make it through the rest of the season, or are you, like, falling asleep?
I mean, I don't think I will make it through the rest of the season. I mean, I kind of stopped watching the episodes after a while, but, like, Mike making fun of Paula, like, being rude to her, I mean, it's just getting very boring.
So I have a question now. Being that what we were just talking about, if you were, I'm sure you were listening in, obviously. What do you think about Dina? Do you think that she's crying because she's insecure? Like, what's your take on the whole situation? Why do you think she's crying and calling up her boyfriend in the middle of the night?
I have two suspicions of why she's crying. One of them is either because she misses home or, you know, she misses her boyfriend, which she says a lot. Right.
Okay, but if she misses home, it's kind of a weird thing because she's kind of acting like, I wrote down, the first thing I wrote down was, this reminds me of summer camp. It's like, if any of you guys ever went to sleepaway camp, and there's always the annoying person in your bunk that's like,
crying
all the time, and just such a killjoy, yeah, and you're like, yeah, you're having fun, that. And you're out, and you're doing your thing, and it's just a buzzkill, and it's like, really, what are you missing from home? You're just thinking too much about it. So I feel like
And home is like a mile
right
away.
Well, I don't think it's what it is. She was and never like that before. And I think the insecurity thing is an interesting thing now that I'm thinking more about it too. Because it's not just about herself. Is that before she was like the meatballs, like the two of them. And so she had Snooki there to kind of bounce off of and to have always like a partner in crime. And it is kind of a sucky thing. Like when you have like, you know, when you have, say you're single and you have your best single girlfriend and then you guys are out and you guys are always doing things and then the one gets a boyfriend and you're like, no.
And I think that also, you know, she probably hasn't really ever had a serious boyfriend before.
No.
And so she's like getting attention and feeling loved and we've already seen how clingy she is. She's lost so much weight. Mm-hmm. So it just like really all makes sense that she would have those insecurities, you know, coming back into the house.
However, when we first saw her, she was more of an MVP.
Yeah.
She was out with the guys. And yeah, she did her Snooki thing too. Obviously, she was a meatball. But why can't she, I mean, why can't she be that same like, team player.
I want to get your opinion on that, Darius, before we move on to the next topic. What do you think? Why can't she be? They used to say MVPD, you know? MVP Dina, like you're saying. So why can't she be a bro anymore? All has to do with this boyfriend, you think?
It's either with the boyfriend or she just wants attention, maybe. I don't know. But I think it could be with Snooki, how she was like, especially in season 4, how they really were partners in crime. I mean, like, it could be that reason, but I don't know. Like, she's just, I don't know, maybe she's...
I think she was...
Like, first relationship, or I don't know.
Maybe she wanted to be MVP because she wanted to be one of the boys because she didn't always feel like... you know, as skinny as the other girls or as pretty as the other girls, and maybe that
she's
was
overcompensating,
like,
kind of.
Nobody's skinny anyways on that show, first of all. JWoww's like the most fit, but...
You guys are all saying that. It's like, I don't know. I feel like they're all trying so hard and they're looking okay. No, I'm just giving them too much benefit.
Okay. Paula's got a banging body.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
Yeah, Paula puts them all
to shame. And when you see her next to them, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. The moment I think that Dina's like lost a lot of weight, I look at Paula. I'm like, okay.
And then she pulls out her butt pads.
Okay, well, any last thoughts on the episode before we move on? No?
All right, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Make sure you call in next week. We love hearing from you guys. Okay. On that note... If you want to call in, we love if you call in. If you want
Roxy
to YouTube,
transition.
We love if you YouTube. If you want to iTunes, we love you the most. Seriously. Please go to our iTunes. We need it. We need that 5-star. We need the comments. If you have something constructive to say, say it. We'll make changes and adjustments depending on what you guys want. And make sure you leave your Twitter handle and we will give you a shout out the next week because we love you guys just as much as hopefully you love us. So iTunes, call in, YouTube, etc. Anyway, have we finished? I feel like we're beating Dina over the head. It's like a dead horse right now.
Let's move on.
We get it. She's crying. Okay. moving on to something that's a little less dramatic, perhaps. Maybe actually as dramatic. Everything on the show has some drama to it. But we have the Karma fiasco where Situation is out. And, okay, I want to get your guys' yes or no opinion. Is he cheating on Paula at Karma? When his hand is in this girl's mouth and she's like doing some weird elbowy dancing move, cheating, yes or no? Then I can get your reasoning, but I need a yes or a no, starting with Evite.
I want to say cheating, no. Is it right when you have a girlfriend? No.
Okay.
Cheating, no. Disrespectful, yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Not cheating, but completely inappropriate.
We can't, us girls, we can't just say yes or no. It's like, we have to. I know. Everybody's like, yes or no. I'm like, yes, but no, actually.
I need to give my explanation.
I know, it's hard because I agree. Cheating, no. Mm-hmm. Although, I think a lot of girls would rather be physically cheated on than emotionally cheated on, kind of. Not that he's emotionally cheating on her, but it's like such a thin line. I mean, well, if you caught your boyfriend doing that, I mean, I'd be done.
Dancing's fine, but when you start touching the girl, like, that's not okay.
Because the difference is that when a guy's dancing with a girl and he has a girlfriend, and it's the guy touching the girl and the guy moving on in on the girl and the guy buying the girl a drink, that's what's wrong. If there's some random girl trying to grind up on him, you know, it's still not right, but it makes the situation not as horrible.
Well, of course there are going to be random girls trying to grind up on him. He's the situation. Mm-hmm. So that's to be expected, but is anybody else seeing that? He's totally playing back.
I don't think grinding is bad. I mean, her trying to grab his junk is bad, but like dancing.
Is that what she was doing?
Yeah, that's what I thought
and
we said.
And he at
right?
least, like, he moved back from that, avoided that.
I mean, yeah, good for him. But, like, honestly, that's wrong, I think, if he lets it happen.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing is fine. Like, if I have a boyfriend, I'll still go out to a club with my girlfriends and dance with a guy. Like, I don't care. I'm not, like, touching him. You know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't mean anything.
What about JWoww approaching that girl being like, listen, he has a girlfriend?
I think JWoww is, like, a little aggressive at times. And so she probably looks at it with a much stronger opinion than, like, a lot of other girls or guys might, just because her and Roger have, like, that very passionate, like, drama always going on with their relationship and very, like, they're a lot stronger with their standards of how a boyfriend or girlfriend should act at times, I think.
And it seems like everyone in the house really likes Paula. Like, you always hear him saying, like, oh, she's so cool, and she's such a great girl, and she's such a great catch. So I feel like in some way, JWoww was protecting Paula, because she thought, Paula, if she didn't like the girl or just didn't think much of her, I don't think she would say anything.
That's the hardest part for me. When I have, you know, I have a tight-knit group of guy friends and a tight-knit group of girlfriends, and if any of those guys brings a new girl into the mix, where all of us girls are immediately kind of like, you know, looking for flaws, making sure she's good enough for him, like figuring it out. And I feel like these girls would be the same way. And they really like Paula.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. They really like her. You know, we see all their mini interviews and they're like, poor Paula, or Paula's great for him, or Paula's exactly what he needs. So honestly, I think we have to side with Paula here. Clearly, if all these girls are sticking up for her, she's doing something right.
I think Paula's a great girl. She's super nice from what she seems like on TV. I think her only problem is, like, what he gets embarrassed by is how she talks and, like, speaks. It's not really ladylike at all. Mm-hmm. But I think she's kind of competing with him because I think she knows how dirty he is. And, like, let's be real. Mike may not, like, always talk dirty in front of her, but he's a dirty guy. Like, please, he brings back girls. He does nasty shit all the time. He also lies. He's deceitful. Like, he is the epitome of dirty.
Raunchy.
So I think she might feel like she needs to compete with him. So that's why she's so open, like, just saying whatever the hell is on her mind at the time and, like, not really thinking about what she's saying.
You think she wouldn't be like that with a different guy?
Yeah, because I think, think about it, when you go out with different people, like, you're never always, like, the same.
Yeah.
And right? I agree. You have to feel the person out.
She probably also feels like she needs to, like, make her mark, because she's coming into this house, like, obviously we've been watching all of them for how many years now, we know how, like, first off, those girls are usually so tough to let anyone else in. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's already close in it. So she has to, like, stand out. Like, she has to do something that's going to make her more likable, maybe get the guys to laugh at her or whatnot, and she's trying to just fit in.
I don't know. I feel like I'm sometimes can be, I mean, not like, I'm not going to throw a fucking shocker up there and, like, she
crazy.
Is, but at the same time, I feel like sometimes I have a tendency to, like, try to be more of a bro. Mm-hmm. It's my personality to be very open about things. Like, you know, some girls that, like, have fake nails or go fake tanning, they don't like to tell guys. But if I do something like that, I'm the first one to say it. Somebody's like, you look tan. I'm like, oh, I went spray tanning. Mm-hmm. You know, because, like, that kind of stuff doesn't embarrass me.
I think that's different, though, than what she's doing.
No, definitely. But
it's totally different.
I'm talking about, like, the ass pads or things like that. Like, if I'm wearing a push-up bra, I'm wearing a push-up bra. I don't really care.
Yeah, but you don't, I don't know. You don't take it off in front of him and show it. I mean, I think there's a level with Paula. I got really turned off by Paula during this episode.
Roxy's like, actually,
like, she's quiet. No response.
I can make comparisons, not going to lie. Not butt pads, but, like, I wear extensions. And so, like, if a guy says something to me about wearing extensions, I'll be like, yeah, I have extensions.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they'll feel it. You know what I mean? It's not a big deal. But I don't, like, take it out in front of them. Like, here you go.
Yeah, I tell people, too, like, hey, did you get tanned? Did you do this? Yeah, sure. Why not? But I think that's, the minimum of what she did, pulling the butt pads out. I mean, like,
what was
the
grossest?
Just her vulgar, just what she's talking about. Just, like, out there. Like, she's on a double date. I don't know. I just feel like she just doesn't even class. But she's just pretty low. I don't know. I just...
For the reasons that you're calling her raunchy and that you don't seem to totally love her, don't you feel like Snooki does the same shit?
Yeah, honestly, everybody on this show is pretty much like that.
I'm not saying either or. I mean, I'm just saying situation seems to be not happy because of that, and she's pretty raunchy.
Do all guys want this lady in the street with the freak in the beds? Like, that's what it seems to be like.
I think a lot of them do.
A lot do, but I think it also depends on who you're dealing with.
It depends on the extent of it, I think.
Yeah.
But the situation is so, like, I don't know. He's just such a juice head shore guy. You would think he'd be okay with a little bit of raunchy. No.
I think situation's confused in general. Like, how could he sit down 1 minute with a roommate and say, like, he really cares for this girl, and he's so rude to her in front of all of his friends and roommates?
I don't think it would be a problem if she was just raunchy with him, you know?
And he said that over and over again, too. He's like, you know, say it to me in private. Just don't say it out in front of everybody. And that's the one thing, too. When, like, girls start talking like that, guys wonder, like, what has she been doing? Like, what has she been doing? What is her history? Like, she seems to be very well-versed in the situation. And, like, for one thing, for, like, Polly and Vinny to be sitting there laughing, it's cool for them. That's not their girlfriend. But I can pretty much guarantee if Vinny had a girlfriend and she was walking around talking like that, I don't think he'd like it either.
Yeah, Vinny would never.
Like, I think that, like, the issue is not that all of a sudden she's raunchy. I think, like, deep down, the situation doesn't want a girlfriend to begin with. And so now he's trying to find, like, every little thing that's wrong with her. Like, I don't think she's necessarily just, like, changed overnight, you know?
I mean, she is talking about carpet surfing, guys. Like, did you guys see that moment?
But I didn't think that was that bad, actually. Yeah. I thought that was the least of everything.
See,
you know?
That's the kind of stuff I feel like I would do, like, when I was drunk as a joke.
Yeah, like, that's,
like,
not, like, that bad, I feel
Which
like.
She probably was drunk, too. Like,
oh, of course.
But Jessica, you brought up a good point. That's what something I was thinking about, too. It's like, I'm sure she was always like this. And so now he seems to be kind of nitpicking.
Yeah, you're so right.
You know, and it's just like his reason. And then you go back to thinking, okay, so then how fabricated is this? Are they trying to make something here, like the producers or whatever, stay with her, and he's just like, I don't want to do this thing. Like,
I don't think the producers are saying it. I just think that he kind of feels bad about it. You know, he got himself into this. And honestly, it's probably been about 4 days.
Yeah.
He's probably been dating her for about 4 days now. Realistically, looking at this sequence of events, like, that's how long these past 3 weeks have been. Yeah. So I thought the most interesting part about this, though, was how they juxtaposed the two guys, Chris and Situation, sitting talking about it, and Dina and Paula. And Dina's like, Paula, you guys are so perfect together. You guys are so open. And Paula's like, I know, I can't be any other way. And Situation's like, dude, how much longer can I take this? And Chris is like, bro, it'll get better, man. Like, it's just so funny how different girls and guys see situations.
That's the thing, that they perceived it completely differently.
Right.
And Paula and Dina, it seems like they haven't perceived the fact that Situation is really uncomfortable. He is obviously uncomfortable. He makes faces. He, like, you know, he turns
red. But then
red.
I also feel that, like, some of that could be in the editing because she has not once stood up for herself. So for someone that's so open and, like, out there, and he's saying all of these super rude comments, she hasn't once been like, what the hell?
She's a lover, not a fighter.
I think that last scene in the house when he said, I like you better when you're just smiling, like, sitting there smiling.
She had a look on her face.
She knew at that point that, okay, he's getting pissed off. I think she gets the hint more so in the end of the episode. So I wonder what's going to happen next week. And I wonder how they're going to communicate.
She still didn't, like you said, she still didn't stand up for herself.
She didn't, but I think she felt cornered because it's uncomfortable for her. It's like, not like the roommates are her best friends. She's in a weird situation. Imagine you're with, like, a new boyfriend in a room with all of his roommates and he calls you out. Like, how awkward is that? It's going to be hard for you to really...
It's true, but, you know, all Dina's looking for is another meatball. Could it be Paula?
But I'm surprised too, at one point,
we'll do a hand raising system.
At one point, like, she didn't, did they, or they didn't show it, but she didn't, like, even, like, pulling up, like, in private later on. Yeah. And be like, hey, and she didn't have to say something right then and there, but later on be like, hey, you know, you said that, like, that wasn't cool. Like, why, what do you mean by that? She's like, just kind of totally blew it off. And it was a pretty kind of low blow comment.
It absolutely was, but 100% could be editing. They could just try to make her look like the victim here and look like she's getting beaten when she's down, you know? I mean, we really don't know what story they're trying to paint here. So, I don't know, but like you guys are saying, if this was me, and the same thing, Sammy said this, Jay Wow said this, they all said this, like, Snooki even said it, she's like, I would have punched him right in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, no guy tells me that.
I would have walked out, fuck that.
What was that thing he kept saying?
Seriously.
He chalks it up to.
Oh, yeah. But he kept on saying that, yeah.
Like, over and over, like, I'm chalking that one up. I don't think he really gets what that means, but
I think he made that term up.
No, like, you know,
he didn't make up the term, yeah, but I don't think that's the right definition.
You can say it like once or twice, like, oh, like, I'm gonna chalk that up to a mistake in the scoring or whatever you say, but like, I'm gonna chalk that up to Paula.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna chalk that up to Paula. Like, do you know what you're saying, honey? And he said it like 15 times.
Chalking it up.
And so obviously what he thinks it means is like he's just going to say that that's who she is.
Yeah.
And if you have to keep saying that about somebody, oh, I guess that's who she is. Oh, I guess that's just who she is. I mean,
like, but don't you like the person because of who they are?
Yeah.
Let's be real. Why are you dating her in the first place? Because she looks hot, please.
There's so many girls that look hot. So why is he dating her still? This is a situation he doesn't give a fuck.
He's going to break up with her any minute now.
But why not? Why is he trying to make good TV? Like, this isn't him. Why is he dating this chick?
It goes well with his sober image and, you know, this new situation that he's trying to be.
And probably in his head, he knew, too, he was going to be a boring storyline being sober. So he kind of, you know, saw this and probably, I mean, maybe he's smarter than he looks. He probably saw that as a good opportunity and be like, okay, I'm going to create this a storyline. And that's exactly what it is. It's making him more relevant, making him more present in the show. Because totally sober, I mean, really?
I mean, even the whole production of, like, how he asked her to be his girlfriend and, you know, everything was just,
so played out.
I don't think that's the case. I think he just wants to feel like he's special, like somebody wants him, you know?
Well,
I think
he should be needed.
Yeah, like that's what I think his thing. He's a needy guy, and the thing is, I don't think he's thinking in his head like, okay, I'm at the Jersey Shore house, I need to do something because I'm sober now and I'm gonna be boring and I need to do something to make people interested in me. I think this is his life. Like, these people are interesting people. Like, they would have never been casted on this show if they were, like, boring.
This is just so crazy, though, because, like, fellas, this is the kind of shit that goes through ladies' heads. Like, we all four have separate opinions on what's going on because this is the kind of shit that
think about it.
We sit there and we think, like, he made that comment. Oh, is he mad at me? Oh, maybe he's not mad at me. Maybe that's a way of showing affection. Oh, what did he mean? Usually are just saying whatever the hell they mean.
Yeah.
Like, point blank. And it's so funny that when we don't have KOL in here to be like, ladies, we're just like, oh my God. Like, well, what do you think that he meant by this word in this sentence exactly?
Overanalyze every little thing.
Exactly. Especially on reality TV show because we're like, is this real? Is producers saying this?
Yeah.
Crazy. Speaking of reality TV, we are covering so much reality TV here and we're also covering all different kinds of TV. The fall lineup is crazy. We're covering over 50 shows just this season. We cover over 150 shows in general. So I want to hear from you ladies what else we're working on.
Jersey Shore, and Gossip Girl on Tuesdays nights.
XOXO.
What do we got over there, guys?
Want to go first?
Sure. I am also doing America's Next Top Model.
And you have something really cool on that show.
Yes. Every week, we talk to the eliminated contestant. So we've gotten some really fun, cool interviews, and we get to chat with the girls. So yeah, CW fans and TM fans, check it out.
Definitely the place to be. Okay, what do we got?
And I'm doing ABC's Revenge.
Love that show.
Yep. So we're all over the place. And, of course, if you're watching a show, we are covering it. If we're not, let us know what you're watching, and we will start covering it. Anyway, moving on. I thought there were two major big comic relief moments of tonight's episode. Number one, we have to mention the family barbecue. This was really sweet and all, but there was the hot dog scenario. really funny. I mean, you've got the length of the hot dog. You have the color of the hot dog. You have the guy eating the hot dog, the girl eating the hot dog.
Those were huge hot dogs, too.
Ooh, your hot dog's bigger than my hot dog. No, but I mean, this is like a...
I'm getting hungry.
Couldn't you picture... I know.
Dina cutting it with a fork.
Can we get
the boys
a grill
like,
over here? Like, where's our AfterBuzz TV grill?
Oh, we're getting how about some In-N-Out?
The booth is giving us the thumbs up. We're getting some burgers and hot dogs. No, but honestly, this was funny. Can't you picture you and your friends sitting around a table like... What's your hot dog look like, baby?
Every time Dina cuts it with the knife, they're like, ouch, oh, oh.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, it was cute.
And, of course, the other major comic relief moment of the episode, why do we need comic relief? It's Jersey Shore. I don't know. We seem to deny. Was the 50-plus woman Jersey Turnpike gang.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was an awesome
And I
moment.
Loved that JWoww and Dina and... Paula were so into it.
Yeah.
They wanted to spend time with this woman. They wanted to see her shake it. And then she did this, like, headstand split. Fantastic.
Wow.
I can't even do that.
Yvette, I feel like you can do some crazy headstand yoga type things, too.
I can do that, yeah.
But impressive coming from a 50.
Oh, I could not believe I saw her doing that. That's not easy to do. I mean, it requires some major core strength.
Well, yeah. She definitely was either trained in gymnastics or dance. That's clear.
Well, didn't we say we thought she was an ex-stripper?
I was going to say, we were talking about that law that was passed with the condoms, and maybe she was just a porn star.
That'd be kind of sick.
I don't think she was a dancer. I think she was not.
Sure. I think she was like a normal professional dancer.
Oh, you meant normal dancer.
I didn't mean stripper. Because you can tell, like, she, like, had technique. Like, that's, like, not, like, stripper moves.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Nobody falls into that position.
No.
Yeah, core strength, well, you can get it from poles, too, I guess. But yeah.
Dina's like, oh, shit, I pushed her.
No. I pushed the old lady.
No, the old lady's going all the way. Headstand and all.
Okay, guys, anything else from this episode? I mean, really, we're just kind of trucking along here, and it's just little events like this where we're not getting huge storylines.
I mean, going back to the same topic over and over again, but I did think it was kind of funny when Sammy told Dina she had only child syndrome. That was actually a moment of comic relief for me.
I thought that was
pretty hilarious.
You know, some people... Is anybody an only child at this table?
No.
Okay. and if you are an only child out there, I don't mean this offensively, but people who are only children, if you tell them that they seem like an only child, take it really...
Really offensively.
Really offensively. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes, like, I used to have friends who would never close the door to their room because they just didn't have other people in the... Like, whatever it is, and I'd be like, oh, you must be an only child. And they'd be like, whoa, what do you mean by that?
They don't know how to share.
And I'm like, yeah, so just sometimes there are things. And I do see that with Dina. I totally see it. And Sammy made a good point. But you have to know that, I mean, Sammy, what are you, 24 years old? You know that that's not the way to tell an only child that they're doing something that's only childlike.
In the heat of the moment when you're also telling her all the other things that are annoying you as well.
Yeah, that it was like kicking her like one more time.
Yeah. I mean, you just never should call someone out. It's like if someone had like a disorder, you wouldn't say like, by the way, you have like multiple personality disorder.
Yeah.
Like you don't go up to someone and say that. It's just rude.
It's a negative thing. It's really showing tonight.
But you know what I also thought was like, okay, tell me what you guys thought on this situation. When Dina was in the room with her boyfriend and she was telling him about the roommates and what they thought about their relationship. To me, I'm thinking, like, I don't know if he... I don't really think he is in love with her and is being truthful. Yeah, because, like... Okay.
You mean Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the boyfriend. Yeah, he pretty much was saying, well, yeah, like, don't call me at 4 a.m., but why didn't he ever tell her that if that's how he really felt?
Yeah.
And then the other thing was... Why? I mean,
she's... Staying on that topic for 1 second, don't you guys see him kind of, like... He, like, looks at the camera sometimes and then looks down.
I feel like he looked uncomfortable.
And that's like, what I think really it is. Like, that's what I chalked it up to.
Good usage, baby.
Just the fact that he doesn't want to talk about it on camera. Like, it is embarrassing, maybe, the way she's acting. And he doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want to feed it. He doesn't want to, like, have a serious conversation like that on camera. That's how I interpreted it.
You think he really likes her? I don't know.
I don't know because we don't see much of him. We don't see, like, we get Dina's side. We get her craziness, but we don't see him. And in a lot of the other relationships, like, we saw the Gianna. We saw Roger. We see
the Gianna.
Yeah.
Well, but he's still just together too neutral right now. So, yeah, I don't know. So we don't. Say something, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
he's just too neutral, though. Like, he doesn't really have much of an opinion. Like, he just sits there and lets her do whatever, I feel like, and doesn't say how he feels. I guess. And to me, that's him putting up with her.
She is a lot to handle.
Okay, before we get to news and gossip, I want to hear your second point, though. Do you remember?
Well, it was about Crystal. You said, first off, when he brought up the 4 a.m. phone calls, and then you were going to say there was something else.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Okay, do you guys remember when she put her arm, like, through his, like, linked it, kind of, and was, like, all up on him?
She was like, I'm clingy, and I was like, ugh.
And he just sits here, like...
No, she's like, I'm not clingy. Yeah.
No, but, like, he just sits there, like, stiff, with no emotional reaction back to her, you know?
Yeah. You know, Gabby, I don't think it's his personality. I just think it's him not being comfortable on the show.
But if he's not comfortable on the show, then he doesn't need to be in the house at all and be filmed.
He's not there that often, I don't think.
But, let's be real. On a reality show, you need to sign a contract, a release, saying that you want to be filmed. If you don't want to be filmed, you don't even have to be present.
I understand that, but I don't think that his reaction doesn't have to do about his feeling towards her. I think it has to do with him being just uncomfortable.
Imagine how much worse off Dina would be if he was on the show even less than he is now, like, all day. Like, he hates me. Where's Chris?
Guys, honestly, we can't do the Dina talk anymore. We're going to have to save it till next week because, like, I feel like...
Me too. Oh my god.
So let's kick it in with some Jessica Kingpin news and gossip.
Okay. On November 15th, the cast of Jersey Shore I'm learning to read, you guys. They will join forces with other celebrities for a live MTV fundraiser dubbed Restore the Shore. The event will benefit the Seaside Heights area of New Jersey following Hurricane Sandy. Donations will directly aid the reconstruction of the Seaside Heights boardwalk and surrounding homes and businesses devastated by the hurricane. And Vinny is actually going one step further, showing his humanitarian side. As a Staten Island resident, he has an active GoFundMe account where he's urging his 3.1 million Twitter followers to donate to the hurricane recovery.
And he's also helped, like, physically. He went, he lives in Staten Island, but I've seen on Twitter he posted a picture of him in, like, clothes, like, helping.
Not that it's not a great thing that they're doing this, but I don't think they really had an option. I mean, it literally just directly affected the shore much that, like, if these guys didn't do anything, they would look like such pigs.
Especially since their show's on the air right now.
It's like...
But Vinny is probably directly affected because his whole town is, like, destroyed.
Yeah, totally.
For sure.
Well, it's also an MTV, like, as a whole thing. Like, there's been a lot of commercials with Sway, and he's the one that's actually been doing a lot of the interviews and stuff. So a lot of these magazines are spinning it as if it's a Jersey Shore thing, but it's really, like, MTV as a whole is doing it.
Okay.
And there's going to be, like, a lot of other celebrities there as well.
Okay.
But Pauly D is also lending a hand of his own to help rebuild after Sandy by using his new Remix cocktail line. He says, quote, being from Rhode Island, Sandy has hit really close with all the devastation along the East Coast, especially to my second home, Seaside Heights. We all need to help rebuild. Pauly plans to donate a portion of the proceeds from sales from now through the end of the year to relief efforts. And my favorite part of the story, in typical Pauly D fashion, he is also launching a contest in which one lucky fan will get to throw back some shots with him, and he'll go to their house and pregame with that person and their crew. So each person that wants to be involved with this has to submit a 30-second video to show why they're worthy of partying with Pauly D.
That would be so fun.
Kevin needs to submit, guys.
K-Wow.
OMG.
Yeah. We have to get Kevin to make a video.
Can somebody tell me about this Remix cocktail thing? Do we know about
it? Yeah, we talked about it. You've been here, too, when we've talked about it.
Remember when you were drinking it a couple weeks ago?
I pay a lot of attention, clearly, all the time. Yeah, I must have been blacked out, probably.
Too many shots before.
Chalk it to that.
We're going to start saying that now. Okay, what else do we got?
Well, Gianni, we love Gianni, not. He's clearing up rumors that him and Snooki's wedding has been called off. He says the wedding is still very much in the upcoming works, although there still is not a date. But this is stemming from previous reports that Snooki and Gianni were trying to pull an Emily Maynard bachelorette type of shindig, and that they were just putting on a brave face for the cameras. So this should be interesting, because I think for previews for next week, we see that they're saying Gianni's not around that much and whatnot. So
do you think it's timed with like the episode?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, good point. We got a bunch of thinkers over here. Okay, so
let's analyze that one.
Yeah, that's what we got pretty much, yeah?
Yes, that's all we have for today's news and gossip.
With Sandy, it's like taking over everything.
Well, one thing I want to add, too, that's interesting is that the entire cast of Jersey Shore was on The View, I think, last week, and they were talking about and promoting that November 15th thing and all talking about the relief efforts. And I totally agree with you, Roxy. Like, they can't not do something.
Right.
It would just be bad. And in some ways, I mean, I hate to say this for them, that would... This is a publicity thing, you know, for them. It's making them very relevant. Even the women on The View are like, when I think of Jersey Shore now, I think of you guys.
Right, that's 100%.
So they have to be there.
Yeah, but I also think it's a very strong place in their heart, so they want to be there. But
I think
also,
it's genuine.
Did you guys bring up the... I remember I sent you an email about, I think it was on TMZ or Perez Hilton, the house.
Yeah, we did. Okay. We did. We looked at the picture. I mean, just...
The house is okay. The Shore Store is not.
Yeah, the Shore Store looked like, How come I never noticed the flag on the house, ever?
Really? That's like its trademark. Yeah.
Like, literally.
You're oblivious.
Roxy, jeez. How many freaking
shots? You don't know about the flag.
Just like blurred vision, no loss of memory.
Why do I say these things out loud? I could have just kept that to myself.
I think you should have.
It's funny.
Anyway, pretty sure it hasn't been moved for 6 seasons.
It's like how KWOW like still calls her Angeline. I'm like, it's Angelina, bro. It's Angelina.
That's funny.
It's like something's right over our heads. Anyway, moving on to... Okay, so what do we see for next week? We don't see much. Actually, this could be one of Gabby's what the hell just happened. And she goes, wait, they're not going to show the scenes from next week? And I was like, we just
they
saw
just
them.
Did.
Yeah, she was like, oh, is that what that was? But, like, we didn't see
I
much.
I missed that one. Damn it.
I love like, that.
It was really quick. Okay, so something with Mike and Paula. I mean.
Obviously. Yeah, for sure.
She's on the road to gone.
Next week's the week, do we think?
Yeah.
For sure. And to be honest, I can't really watch it that anymore. It's just hard to watch. He just seems so uninterested in her. She just seems like she's there.
But the boys say, you know, she'll always be in his life and be around, but she won't be his girlfriend, so.
Mm-hmm. The situation wants his cake and eat it, too. She's hot, she's there, she's probably willing to have sex anytime, anywhere, and he likes that. He just doesn't want her as his girlfriend.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be mainly about those two breaking up, and then I also think it's going to be about Snooki confronting Gianni about his absence.
Yes.
During her pregnancy.
Gianni drums.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the entire episode this week.
He isn't really.
And
yeah.
His freaking girlfriend's pregnant.
Yeah.
I predict, though, they're making a bigger deal, and the episode's going to disappoint with that.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Jersey Shore these days.
But I do think the big deal of the episode that we didn't talk about yet is that Snooki's claiming she's not inviting Mike to the wedding.
Yeah, yes. That's interesting.
That still has no date.
She says, Vinny's invited. She says, I definitely want Vinny there. By the way, in my heart, I still wish Vinny and Snook were together.
Me too.
I love them.
Yeah, which is funny that she wants to invite the guy that she cheated on her soon-to-be husband with.
Who doesn't even like him.
Yeah.
I mean, she also cheated with Situation.
That's true. So why invite one and not the other?
Because Vinny's the best.
Yeah. But Vinny actually won't even, like, say hi to Gianni.
I know.
Yeah,
it's awful.
So, it's pretty bad.
The minute she was pregnant, I was like, oh, the Vinny-Snooki thing's just not going to ever work
Guys,
out.
Guys, Chris, Roger, Ronnie, or Gianni? So what the boyfriends. Who do we like the best? I just thought you guys could read my mind. No.
Roger.
I like Gianni.
Between Gianni and Roger for me.
I like Roger.
I like Roger, but I think Gianni is really respectful of Snooki for the most part when they're together. Like, he's really calm and patient with her.
And we don't know Chris
you
well
need that.
And
Chris doesn't talk.
Yeah,
so.
Chris, like,
I don't like Chris.
And for that sole reason.
I don't like his vibes.
We don't like his vibes.
I'm just looking out for my girl, Dina, you know what I mean? That's really what I'm doing.
Okay, so that's pretty much all. I mean, those are our predictions. Yeah. Is there anything big going to happen by the end of the season?
I think we would have heard about it by now, to be
honest. Yeah, we would have seen a preview or something.
How many more episodes are left?
I was wondering that.
Well, I think
we're on eight. What do we have? A 14 episode season, I think.
Snooki and J-Well starts in January, so I think this picks up right where.
Guys, we have a month and a half left.
I know.
Cry.
This is the first show that I started doing at AfterBuzz, and
I'm getting
been doing it for over almost 3 years.
Wow,
it's insane. I'm like seriously tearing up about it.
See, we can't expect you to remember everything. Then there you go. That's your get out of free card.
Thank you, Evite. You're the best. Aww. Okay. Anyway, so you guys remember, iTunes, definitely watch the other shows from our fall lineup, YouTube, and also, of course, where can we find you?
Find me on Twitter at I am Jessica King. Tell me all your comments. Tell me about your boy problems, your girl problems. I'm here to talk.
She gives good advice. I hit her up. Okay, what's up? Where can we find you guys?
Gabrielle_Loren on Twitter. And if you want to see my Jersey Shore moments, you can follow me on Instagram at GabbyLO87.
And I'm Erica Vieira. You can find me on Twitter at Erica Vieira LA.
At Roxy Stryer. And until next week,
peace. Adios.
Bye. From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
There he is.
Buzz your waiter!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.